Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Marcus Brunzi here from How to Kill an Hour, and a great way that you can support our shows is by supporting the people that support us. Now, I had a lovely chat with a guy called Dan from Somerton Whiskey Club, who is sponsoring a couple of our shows. And the great thing about Somerton Whiskey Club is it's all about getting into whiskies, especially if you don't know much about them. And we played a clip of a chat with Dan that I had, and it was really nice that we played that clip on the show, but Dan and I actually had a really long conversation, much longer than the clip that we played on the show. And just as a little treat, I thought I would share the whole conversation with you, where we have a chat about his story behind Somerton Whiskey Club, a little bit more about how you can try whiskies and stuff, especially if you don't have as much knowledge, there's stuff in there. And if you do have a little bit of knowledge, there's some extra gems that Dan throws in there as well. So please listen to the whole of this section of conversation that Dan and I had. And like I said, if you do want to support How to Kill Now by supporting those that support us, and you fancy having yourself some whiskey this year before Christmas 2023, sign up to somertonclub.com/hour. Go there, and what you'll get is, if you go there, somertonclub.com/hour, you get a little treat, like a little wee something, a wee dram extra with your subscription. You've got to do that before the 4th of December if you want to be joining the club and enjoying their beverages this Christmas. 4th of December 2023, somertonclub.com/hour, or at checkout, you can put in the offer code hour as well. But either way, get yourself into some whiskies, or gift a friend some nice whiskies as well. On with the conversation between myself and Dan. Yes, I do imbibe a few beverages, so let's just say I'm a little bit looser at the end of this section than I am at the start. Hey, so here we are in another time and space. Yeah, hello and welcome to a 10-minute taster. Here we are joined by somebody who is more the knowledgeable in the world of whiskey, well, much more so than myself. And they're going to help us taste some whiskeys over the next 10 minutes or so. Helping me through this is Daniel Humphrey, the co-founder, or the founder, should I say, of Somerton Whiskey Club. And Somerton Whiskey Club has an amazing backstory that I want to get into before we do any tasting. Can you please share it with us? I've heard it before, but I really want to hear it again.
Thank you. Co-founder's probably right, because it all started as a Christmas present to my dad. He's paraplegic, which reduces the amount of presents you can get him. And he's one of those people that if I want something, I'll buy it. So trying to think, what do I get? What do I get? I want something special. I know he likes a drink. And there's beer clubs, gin clubs, wine clubs. Like, there's got to be a whiskey club, a rum club, something else out there. And there wasn't. Because I wanted to buy it for him as a Christmas present. And as no one else did it, and he needed something cool, I made it for him. Mm. And it started off like that. I went and offered it to, I told my mates about it, and they went, can you get me a bottle for my mum, my dad, my auntie, uncle, yeah, brother, sister, friend? I was like, all right, I'll get another one. And all of a sudden you're like, hang on, there's a lot of you now. Is this a thing?
Yeah.
It is, isn't it? And then Somerton Whiskey Club was born. We started offering it out to other people. And the co bit is, yes, it was for dad, but dad being the first member, I also ask him stuff still. So he's involved in it. Like there is a bottle we just shared. He's actually the one that made the decision on that's the one we can do. And what we've become now is a bi-monthly, every 2 months, whiskey subscription. We send out a full bottle to just our members around the country so they can enjoy a different whiskey each time, a new experience. The idea is to introduce you to new flavors, new styles, new regions, new things for you to then go, I like this. I want to find more out about this. I want to go further, and I'm going to explore this more. Also, what you don't like. So you know, I'm never going to do that one again.
Yeah, okay. Can we step into some whiskies today? Yes, then I think we've got a selection. For those of you who aren't watching, who are just listening by audio, we have a selection of whiskies in front of us. And you've also got some mixers as well, haven't you?
Right? Yeah. My big thing is you enjoy whiskey how you enjoy it. You're the one who bought it. You decide how you want to. You want to have it neat? We'll have it neat. You want to have it water? We'll have it water. You want to have it with a mixer? We'll have it with a mixer. If you enjoy it, that is the most important thing that you can do.
Okay, right. And I'm relatively ignorant when it comes to whiskey. So please furnish me with as much information as possible as we go through this. How are we going to kick this off, Dan?
We've got a series of four whiskies, all different styles, different flavours and different countries as well. Some are completely unique. Actually, they're all pretty unique, but some are closer to things you'd recognise and some are completely out there. And I'm just going to take you through a little journey. And you're going to go, I like this, or I don't like this. Because the number one thing in all of this is, do I like it?
Yeah.
If it's yes, I'm going to have more. All right. If it's no, don't need to go back to that again.
Yeah. All right, great. All right, what are we kicking off with then?
Well, we've got, so all of these are club bottles that we've shared or are about to share. And this one was is special to me, if you see it in the thing. This is the first whiskey that I completely created myself. I shared a label with my friend who helped me do it. He helped me source the casks. Then I went, I know what I want to do with this. We put them into port casks.
Mm.
And that was my thought too.
Yeah.
Like, I know this flavour will go really well with some fruity port in it. Yeah. And you put it in a cask for 18 months and it draws out of the wood a bit of the flavour and it's created... Well, what you're about to taste.
Yeah, okay, cool. He's popped it open. And we've got some Somerton whiskey receptacles.
Yeah, the tasting glasses.
Tasting glasses, look at that.
They're little miniatures. Nice.
You sell these on a website?
I do like twice a year to members because I've got to...
Very nice.
I've got to send them all out.
Yeah.
So there's quite a lot if you have them out on all the time. So I try and amalgamate them all to once. So this is... A single grain Scotch whiskey, as opposed to a single malt,
right.
Made of a different grain. In this case, it's wheat. And it comes from the Girvan Distillery, which is one of the many distilleries in Scotland. And we picked it up as a 13-year-old, put it into those port casks. And then when it hit 15, tasted it, I was like, ooh, this is what I was going for. And we're there now.
Okay. And what's the difference between a malt and a grain? I really don't know the difference.
Malt is, they use malted barley.
Okay.
So they take barley, they put it onto a warm floor, a little bit of moisture, and they allow it to start to sprout.
Mm-hmm.
That changes some of the enzymes. I'm not completely sure on the science of it. I should know this one better. I've been on a few tours. But it changes the starches and makes, I believe, the sugars more accessible. And you then turn that into a beer, kind of like you do with normal beer, just without hops. But when it's a single grain, in this instance, they've used wheat. We're going to come to one later of a grain that I'd never heard of before.
Okay. All right. Oh, yeah. Oh, also, guys, stay listening. We've got a very nice little surprise at the end of this as well, which we'll get into that. Dan's giving me a little bit of insight on that. But let's focus on this right now. So
just smell it. Don't. No.
So it's getting, because I'm more of a cognac man than a whiskey man, but this smells quite sweet and it smells like kind of closer to that than it doesn't. When you say whiskey to me, this doesn't smell of what I'd expect a whiskey to smell like.
But that's one of the things I love working with whiskey is there's such a broad set of flavors. Like just the fact that we've used a different grain to start off with.
Yeah.
And if we'd have kept it in its original cask, which are ex bourbon, you'd get more vanilla flavor.
All right.
Because we put it into port, you've now got that sweet fruitiness in
that's
there
it,
as
that's
well.
That's what I'm getting. I'm gonna let you lead. All right, should we go for it? You just hear me go, but that's really sweet. Like for me, like in a pleasant way. I really like that. I'm getting that fruity flavor. That's quite nice, actually. Oh. So after you've thrown this into the other cask for a year or so, does that turn this into, so it was a 13 when you got it. Does this turn it into like a 14 and a half, 15
yeah,
then?
Yeah, it became a 15-year-old. Okay. It's just however many years it's been in wood. Because sometimes the people put it into a plastic container just to keep it for a while. That doesn't count.
Okay.
But it's how many years it's been in the wood. So it carried on aging. We got it to 15.
Yep.
and just tasted it. Like, yeah, it's That's ready nice. Now.
That's really good. Thank you very much. I might finish it off.
Do.
Now, I might not be as good as at describing the flavours that you get here, but I'm definitely getting those fruity flavours, and that would be coming from that second bit of the casking.
Yeah, mainly, and then you might get a little bit of vanilla in the background.
Yeah,
that's another. You know, it does have other sweet notes in it, a little bit more mellow, and that comes from the first set of casks.
Yeah,
and this is one of the ways that you can really change the flavour of whiskey and go in different directions. It's like being in a sweet shop. You're like, what can we do now?
Yeah,
can we play with?
Yeah,
and no one had done this before, as far as I could see. It's like, I want to do this. I've got this idea. This flavour works in my head. I want to try it. And it came out better than I expected. I was I was sitting on the South Bank with my mate who brought a sample. We're sat outside a pub. It's January, properly cold. We've got to sit outside because he's got his new dog that's not really house trained yet. And my hands are shaking.
Yeah.
And he pours it to me. I just put it in my mouth like, oh, it's ready. It's so ready. This is amazing. And I remember that feeling.
Yeah, I would probably put this in a somewhere. As somebody like me who is not a whiskey man, I'm touched by this already, by the way, as a whiskey man, I would say that's a great way to enter the world of whiskey, something like that. And that's nice. But is this ever coming back, or is this just for our Somerton?
This is a unique thing we made. About 1,200 bottles, give or take, and that's it ever.
Oh my gosh!
And members are the only ones who've got hold of it. That's what we try and do: try and give some unique experiences as well, but also other bottles that you can get elsewhere. Like we do keep a few extra, so members, if they like something, can have another.
Yeah.
But it's also important that you pick up branded stuff so that you go, I really like this.
Yeah.
I can go and learn more about this brand as well.
Nice. Yeah. I really like that. And what's that called again?
A collaboration between the Whiskey Baron and Somerton.
Nice. Lovely.
And that's a 15-year-old single grain whiskey.
Good stuff. Delicious.
Yeah. So
great.
Where we're going to go next is a little bit more traditional.
Okay.
We're going to go for a single malt scotch.
All right.
And it's our next club bottle.
So
this is a sneak peek.
All right.
No one knows that this is coming yet because we keep it as a surprise until it arrives.
All right.
So I'm not. Well, you can see the back of the bottle.
Okay.
That is all you're getting to know what it is. You'll have to sign up to enjoy this one.
Okay. What can you tell us about this? You gave me a little smidge of information about this, but I'd love you to tell the listener about what you can about this.
This is a difficult one because I don't normally share anything, but you've got to know a little bit. So it's a single malt scotch, traditional. It's a new release. It came out last month, and I'll tell you what, do you notice any similarities between this and the last one? So whilst it's a different grain, so you're going to have a different level of almost depth in there. It's like going between pork and chicken, both meat, but they're not the same.
Has this been in a cask for a year and a bit, something else? Has it been over there?
It has been in a certain cask.
Okay, all right.
Do you want me to give you a little hint?
Go on, give me a little hint for it. Okay, all right. Am I allowed to say?
Go on.
It's been in a pork cask. By the way, I didn't know that from the smell. Read that, but I'll be honest. But so it's got, like you said, it's got the different flavour underneath it, but then you've got that sweetness around it, which is a different kind of sweetness because port is a different, different flavour to what you get from sherry. So, okay, this tastes much more like scotch, probably closer to what I'd associate scotch drinkers with, and more of what I would think of when it comes to the smell of whiskey. All right, so go for this. Okay. All right.
And see, what we're getting here is they've been treated in similar ways, but we started at a different point with a different grain.
Okay.
And that shows just straight away one level of difference you can have in whiskey, which means that I've got hundreds of bottles to go through before I can show you like a smidgen of what's possible in the world of whiskey. There's that much variation.
Yeah.
And where are you? Like, how of those two, which one do you prefer?
They're so different. It's hard to kind of say I like one. I like them both in different ways. Yeah. So I like the Somerton and Whiskey Baron crossover because I think that's a good entry level for someone like myself. He's a cognac drinker, very sweet drink, quite a thick and strong drink. Whereas this is more of a whiskey drinker's drink, I feel like. So if you're somebody who wants to get more into whiskey, this is a nice entry, a nice thing to try. However, I think if you're a whiskey fan, I don't think you'd be disappointed by this, because it has the kind of flavour and taste of a what you'd call a proper whiskey, but it feels like refined. I think I feel like it's not like fire water whiskey. Do you know what I mean? Mm. This is really, really tasty. At the moment, it's hard for me to call it, you know, but I really like this. Here's what I could see myself drinking this by the fire.
That's it.
Snow outside. Yeah. Christmas music in the background. Maybe a little mince pie to my right. I think maybe something like that. That's what I can see myself doing. I can see myself relaxing and on the way into Christmas and on the way out of Christmas, I see that being a really nice drink for me.
That's why I picked it for December. Like, we normally get our bottles out to everyone about 24th, 25th, which doesn't work in December. So we send this one early. Anyone who wants to can open it on Christmas Day.
Definitely.
And it's got those notes. Now, what I'd say is you've got a little bit left in your glass.
Okay, right.
Take the water. And you can either, so there's a few ways of doing it, but just put your finger in and just do two or three drops into it, because you've only got a little bit, so you're just spreading it a little bit and making it a little bit thinner.
There you go, three drops in.
And just give it a little swirl, like swirl around. So the other way you can do it is with a teaspoon, and if you had more in there, you'd do maybe five or six drops.
And you can literally see like the oil and the water, the oiliness and the watery kind of mixing up in the glass, and then...
And just give it another taste and see if it's changed a little bit for you.
Oh, that's opened it up a little bit, you know. Mm. So I'm getting more... Oh, one second. I've got a little bit more of this. So you have to excuse me for lacking in vocabulary when it comes to tasting these, Dan. But like, it's opened up the flavour a little bit for me. And I'm getting more... I just feel like I'm getting a bit more of everything. But I feel like, I think I might prefer this without the drops of water in, you know. I think I might prefer it without the drops of water in. But I've only literally put a few drops in. But again, I that's the one thing I do know about whiskey, is if you do put a little bit of water in, that does kind of change the flavour a little bit. But for each and everyone, that's a different experience. I'm starting to like, you're getting me into whiskey, Dan.
Yeah.
Flipping hell.
Winning.
I like it. That's great. And by the way, I've just got to say, this is the one that you've got out for Christmas. So you need to get your hands on this on the 4th of this. You have to sign up by the 4th of December 2023. And you can use the offer code OUR at checkout, or just go to SomertonClub.com. I'm getting a little bit tipsy now. SomertonClub.com/OUR. And you can get your hands on this before Christmas. I really like that. And I've got whiskey drinkers. Do you know what? I've got whiskey drinkers around me that I think will appreciate this. They'd really like this, because this feels like they'd enjoy this kind of whiskey, and it's got a lovely story behind it as well.
That's it. And the good thing about this is if you're thinking about getting a couple of presents for your mates, you know, you like whiskey, this is a £75 bottle of whiskey.
Hey.
Maybe 80. Yeah. It depends on where you're buying it from. And members pay £50 and get free delivery.
Sweet.
So just sign up, get this bottle, maybe sign up three times, get this bottle for free mates. And pause or cancel afterwards, and just enjoy. Like, with how prices are going up in the world, I'm hating it. And so we're not putting up our prices. We haven't put them up since 2018.
Sweet.
And what? Because I want people to have access to great whiskey at a fair price.
Yeah.
And so this is one of those great deals. Like, we do get a good deal every time, but this is a really good deal.
Yeah, man.
I want everyone to take advantage.
Definitely.
Use it. Like, get me in trouble with the brand when I go, can I have some more? Can I have some more? Can I have some more? And they're like, no, you can't have more. Like, I can, because everyone wants this. You sure you don't want people to enjoy your whiskey? Now, come on, sort us out.
Yeah, man. That's a real treat, man. And yeah, man, I'd say, get involved. Like, good gift, I think, for someone as well. Good gift.
Well, because it started off as a present to my dad. I completely believe in this as a gifting thing.
Has your dad had a go on this one yet?
He has not. This one is a surprise for him for Christmas.
Okay, all right.
Because whilst I involve him in some, I want him to also be a member for others.
Yeah.
It's that really hard one. I love that we're doing this together, but sometimes I want him to feel like this is special for him as well.
I hear that. Right, while you're grabbing the next one, what I want to say also is something Whiskey Club I've seen as well. You've got community events. I'm going to be partaking in one. At this moment in time, I haven't quite yet, but you've got like whiskey tasting events that you have together. There's like a space for people to talk about whiskey and stuff like that. And is it the kind of environment that I could come into and ask a stupid question and be supported? Like, because I know that online, I'll be honest, certain forums that I'm in, mainly tech and gadget forums, there I hate people that ridicule bad questions, silly questions. I'm like, there's no such thing as a silly question. Or when I'm talking about microphones or cameras and stuff like that, people are always like, oh, like all the time. I'm like, no silly questions. Any question is fair game. I just want to help get you to what you need as best possible. So I feel like I would come into the chat and I'll be like, I'd get grain malt. I'll get malt and grain confused, or I'd get this wrong, or I might describe something as peaty when it's not peaty, or smoke, or like something like that.
No, the key thing is everyone in the club is equal, no matter where you are in your journey, because I'm still learning.
Yeah.
And I'm the one picking the whiskey, and I don't think I know everything. I'm never going to know everything.
Sweet.
And our club, our chat rooms, we've got one on Facebook, one on Discord, and it's pretty much members only.
Mm-mm.
And so it is only your community. Like when you go into chat rooms and anyone can jump in, there's going to be someone that's going in there not for the right reasons, but that's not what we do. And if someone's starting to be a bit of an arse, I'll have a word with them.
Yeah.
I like that we are a community, and we've got everyone from people who've been gifted it and don't know anything about whiskey, but it's really exciting and learning, like, oh wow,
someone like me. Yeah.
Through to, we've got a distillery owner in there, we've got people who are brand ambassadors going around doing tastings every night in and if anything they are even more understanding because they understood how they got to that point than the people in the middle. It's all about all of us are in it together, and that for me is important because I've got my journey, you've got your journey, and everyone else has their own one. So I can't tell you what yours is, but you can hear lots of different people's experiences. And between them, you're going, right, I like that bit, I don't like that bit.
Mm. Oh,
sorry.
That's all right, mate. He's a busy guy, you know. Someone's calling up for some of that whiskey that we just tried at the port.
I'm buying some whiskey off this guy, like barrels of it. It's the biggest deal I've ever done in my life. I can't wait. It's so good. Like, I've been speaking to him all week. It's a whole new world for me, and I'm learning.
Yeah.
Learning what it's like to buy it from cask because it's cheaper that way.
Is it? Okay.
Especially when you get it in, well, it can be.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you get the right deal, and then it also means that we've got backup bottles for the future because it's one of the ways I keep the cost down. Like if I buy stuff now and I know it's going to be ready in 3 years' time, I'm paying now's prices for something that would be in 3 years' quality.
I didn't think about that. Like, so foresight obviously is something that you're getting into now because you're not just doing it for the now. You can think, I've tried it at 12 years now. It tastes almost there. If I leave it for 3 years, oh my gosh, this is going to be on the money. Or maybe you could say to them, tell you what, can you put some of those in a sherry casket, some of those in a port casket cask, some of those in a sherry cask, some of those in a port cask, and then see what they're like. And I think between those, we'll have two different flavours that'll be really nice.
That's it. Yeah. To keep the cost down, you've got to plan ahead. Sweet. And I'm quite happy to do that because I believe in this.
Nice. All right. What have we got coming up next then?
This is the curveball.
Okay. All right. All right.
So this is technically another single grain whiskey. It comes from Canada from a distillery called Black Fox Farm and Distillery.
Okay.
They are a couple, John and Barb, who sold their 5 pounds an acre farm because they were bored of getting, or didn't want to just keep on getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And they're world renowned in the world of farming. Like when they tell me all the talks they're going on this month, like, wow.
Mm.
But they decided that they were going to sell that, bought an 80-acre farm and built a distillery. They grow their own grains, they distill it themselves, and they sell it. So it's a complete experience of their farm in the Canadian prairies near Saskatchewan. And they are completely unique in they use a grain called triticale, which before talking to them, I hadn't heard of. And I'm not going to lie, the first couple of conversations, I thought they were lying.
Yeah.
You know, I was just joking. Yeah, that's not grain. Yeah, yeah. But it's a mix between wheat and rye. Okay. And rye brings spicy notes to a whiskey. Wheat is more mellow. So the one we had at the beginning, the reason it can take so much from the cask is because it's a much more mellow flavour.
Okay.
And so you can bring more flavours on top of it. Whereas a single malt, it's got a bit more robustness.
Okay.
And so you're more joining the flavours into it. So with this, you've got a little bit of spicy, a little bit of mellow. The other thing they do is instead of aging or leaving their barrels in a warehouse, they put them out in a field. And it's Canada, so it goes down to minus 40
winter.
And in summer, it goes up to plus 40 in those casks. I've never heard of that before. That kind of range, I just don't know of. There's snow on the cask sometimes in the year. And then in the summer, you've got the sun beating down all the hours of the day. So it's a completely unique experience. They last year, I think they created 2,500 bottles.
Okay.
So they are tiny. And I got to chatting with them, and they are the nicest people ever. I was like, can I do something with you? And they're like, yeah. Can you import us to the UK? I was like, I can, as long as I don't have to be like a full-on importer. And yeah. Oh, yeah, no, we don't have enough bottles to have a full-on importer. But if we can be part of your club, we'd love it.
Sweet.
Oh, win-win. And so we got them over early this year, got the bottles over this year, and I think that was our June club bottle. Okay. And so first taste of the distillery for everyone in the country, first taste of a Triticale whiskey, and the first taste of a barrel aged outside in the fields. So that's another side of what we do. So we've had a unique but kind of traditional. We've had a mainstream, more traditional, and now we've got something you just can't have anywhere else in the world. And that's kind of an experience of the club. So the other thing to know is it's in fresh American oak, which is what you use for bourbon.
Oh, okay. All right.
So there should be a few elements of that in there as well. But
okay,
have a taste and see.
This might be sacrilege, but bourbon, I know of one of the big whiskey companies, JD, is that bourbon?
Yeah,
right?
That's where I... Oh, yeah. It's technically a Tennessee...
Tennessee, see, there you go.
Straight, because they put an extra... process in where you have to filter through maple charcoal on top of bourbon just to make it's just a unique thing to them. But yeah, it's
okay.
Pretty much bourbon.
All right, cool. Right, let's have a... I'll leave you to describe the flavors of this because this is...
So I get cherry on this. Mm-hmm. That's the fruit. So I'd say the first one was more like a raspberry, which had elements, but you didn't get as much of the raspberry in the single malt. Because from the port cask, because there were other flavours it was blending in with. Now this is, you're getting, some people say there's a cherry is a Canadian style. Some people will say it's to do with the rye. I'll say I just like it.
All right.
So I get... Is it? I don't know. It's not licorice, but it's that kind of completely different style of flavours to the first two we've had.
Again, another really smooth one. And a reason I'm pleasantly surprised is we're in a room and these are all room temperature. There's no ice or anything like that. I'm really... this probably says a lot about what kind of whiskey I've been drinking. I've been used to drinking stuff where I'm like, afterwards, like breathing fire. But this is another really, really a really mellow flavour. Like you said, there might be some spice to it, and I was going to interpret that as like a real kick in the throat, but let me just...
And then once again, try a couple of drops of water on it.
See
where that goes. But the one thing you're finding is, same as I did, when I started my whiskey journey, it was JD and Coke as a teenager.
Yeah.
You know, with your mates. We've talked a little bit about it. I probably shouldn't share all of those stories.
Good times.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were... and I carried on in bourbon. I like rum.
Yeah.
That's where I was when I started this.
Yeah.
I'd had a few, you know, I had single malts, but a lot of them were 20 pound bottles and a lot of them I didn't really enjoy. Mm. I remember the one first one I really enjoyed was Monkey Shoulder. It's not even an expensive bottle.
Yeah.
But it uses bourbon casks with scotch and it was a nice gateway. But by doing this with the club, I straight away jumped from the 20 pound bottles into the 60, 70 or 50 pound bottles. And that jump, I was like, oh,
yeah.
Oh, I get it now. Yeah. This is nice. Why did no one give me this stuff earlier? Because if I'd have had this years ago, I would be here already. But like you, my first experience was like, well, that's fire. Like, why do you choose to drink that? That's horrible. Like, what part of you goes, I got to do it? It's like learning to smoke. I think we talked about this the other day. Why do I have to keep on doing this to at some point like it? And then I jump up to this lot and I so get it. I so get what you're talking about. And I admit these are more expensive than 50 quid, all of them, but they're not because that's what our members pay.
Yeah.
50 quid bottles.
Yeah.
So does that change?
I'm getting a... Do you know what, Dan? My vocabulary is not as advanced as you're going to come tasting whiskey, but I'm getting a... I'm getting more of a woody, like a more of a, like a, I'm smelling the wood, which I presume would come from the cask that it's been in now. I'm smelling that a bit more. So it's more of an earthy flavour and smell. And taste wise, that I'm getting that via the taste as well. So it's a bit more of an earthy flavour, a bit more of that spice in there as well. Now that I put a couple of drops of water in there as well. Really changed the smell though, man. Like really the aroma has changed and the flavour as well. I think out of everything that I've tried today, those three drops I put in, literally just finger drops, that has really changed the flavour of this. That's probably been the largest difference in terms of flavour when it's had nothing in it compared to having a little splash of water in it.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Just, I like it though.
Yeah, little things. Yeah. And it, like yeah, that last bit, that's what matters. I don't, vocabulary is rubbish. Like when people say, what do you get? Like, I went to one taste and I think I get ashtray. It's not bad, but I don't feel like, feel like I've got the vocabulary still to do it. That, it just goes back to that original question. Do I like this?
Yeah.
Yes or no? And then sometimes it's how much do I like this? Is this really good or is this maybe another one?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And that's it. So you just tell me, do I like this one more or less? It's higher or lower essentially.
Yeah. You know what? I'm building I think I've got an idea. Once we've, he says I'm up the fourth bottle. Once we've tried them all, I think I know what I like more of so far and for when and where. If you know what I mean, I feel like it's a when and where. But that was nice. That was a very pleasant experience. So that's my first time trying the
Triticale.
Triticale.
And I might be pronouncing that wrong. Do not worry about pronunciations, particularly Scotch brands. Yeah. You're not going to get it right. It's
Triticale,
fine.
Yeah. Very nice. Very nice. Thanks. All the way from Canada. Big up.
So we, unfortunately, only had three glasses and we've got four whiskeys. So
we've got some non-Summerton glasses.
No, just pour because
there you go. If you I'll just tell you what I'll do, I'll slap a bit of water in, spin it around. There we go.
It's just because I did this tasting a little while ago.
Pop it in yours as well.
Thank you. And we tried different glasses on the same whiskey and it changes the flavour. It was amazing. I'd heard about it and I kind of thought, well, a tumbler versus a little tasting glass. Yeah.
Yeah.
But even tiny differences between tasting glasses that look almost the same, different experience.
Okay.
It was amazing.
It's a lot of variables. So technically, we're staying quite true to form. There might be a little bit more water in this. There we go.
All right.
Might be a drop of water. So what we got now? What are we wrapping up with?
The Black Fox one, the single grain Triticale, that's something that exists. Mm-hmm. This is completely out of mine and a guy in Denmark's brain.
Okay.
It started off a conversation 2.5 years ago where we shared a rye whiskey from a Danish brand called Stauning, which was both the first rye and the first Danish whiskey for most of our membership. Like, who knew Denmark made whiskey? And it was delicious. Or in my opinion, it was. Mm. I'm biased because I picked it. We were talking and they do some peated whiskey, but they also use heather, which is sustainably collected from the flatlands and actually needs to be taken away. So it's a waste product. And they, instead of using peat, they will use heather when they smoke the grains when you malt. When it sprouts, if you put some smoke in there, it picks up that flavour, and that's what the peated whiskies are.
Okay.
In the old days, it was a heat source, energy source. So they had to, whilst they were drying it, they used peat as the energy source, and the byproduct was it put flavour in.
Okay.
Now, years later, they have their own energy source, and they just use peat to flavour.
Okay.
And different parts of the world have used different materials. In Sweden, you use juniper twigs sometimes. There's an Icelandic brand that uses sheep dung, which...
Sorry, what?
Yep.
They use shit. So if you're tasting, you go, this is the shit, then you're like, all right, yeah, cool. Yeah. Or this is shit. And they're like, well, correct.
So, in the old days, it would have been used normally.
Yeah, of course.
But now it's just kind of, what?
Yeah.
All right. Uh-huh. Good work.
Yeah, cool.
Next.
Please. I'm getting...
precisely. And this one, so I went like, well, what does heather do? And it gives an umami flavour.
Like, umami?
Don't get much umami in whiskey.
All right,
I've got a challenge for you.
Okay.
In a couple of years, I want to release a whiskey from you.
Right.
I want the start to be mainly heather smoked. And then this distillery is really good at their experimenting with casks. And there's a rule, there's different rules in different countries. Scotland, the pinnacle of single malt whiskey, what they do is they keep a really tight rein on the regulations, so they maintain that quality and that style.
Yeah.
And all distilleries have to fit that. Other countries have much looser interpretations of what a whiskey can be. So you can't use heather, I don't believe, in Scotland, but particularly on the casks. You can't have that much variation. You have to, now let's see, I should know this, non-stone fruit alcohol cask or fresh oak. It all has to be oak in Scotland. Other countries doesn't even have to be oak. It can just be different woods.
Cool.
But what they've done in this one, and I've never seen it before, is they use mead casks as well as fresh American oak. We've got Muscatel wine. We've got Riversaltes, I don't know. It's a French wine. I had to search it. I believe it's a French wine. I hope I haven't got that one wrong. But for me, the one that stood out was mead. Never had that in whiskey because you can't have that in Scotland.
Mm.
And with these guys, there's another one. There's a maple syrup cask. I bought the cask because I was like, what? I smelt it and it smells like maple syrup.
Oh, wow.
And like the flavour is this sweetened version of their whiskey. But so I did the start, and they are so good at the cask experiments that,
I'm loving the story. Listen, it's all about the story for me as well. I'm loving it.
But it's also, it's also good to drink whilst you're listening.
Okay, right.
So this is going to be a smoky one, but there's a touch of peat, not much, mm-hmm. but it's more heather.
I can smell the smoke straight away. I can smell that smokiness.
But this is a smoky that you can't get anywhere in Scotland.
Okay.
And if you... a lot of people, they associate Scotch with this peaty, smoky whiskey.
Yeah.
And that is just a set of, historically, I think, 6 distilleries on Islay. There's a lot more on the mainland that weren't using peat.
Mm.
But that flavour, which comes from peat from there, is iodine, TCP, medicinal peat flavour, smoky flavour. That's completely geographic to the style of peat. You go to the mainland and you get peat, it brings different flavours to it. So what we've got here is a smoke profile that you that's a Danish, unique Danish smoke profile.
Okay, let's get into it then. I'm really tasting the peatiness of that. I'm tasting the smokiness of that. Again, another refined flavor as well, though. So I've obviously, like I said to you, I've been kind of expecting today this kind of another like kind of kick in the throat, which none of these are giving me. But the flavour, the smokiness, the peatiness, I'm getting them coming together. I'm getting those two flavours. And you said the heather in there as well, right?
Yeah, so the heather is probably the peatiness you're getting is actually the heather. And this whiskey is really interesting. Generally, it's scientifically not proven, but from just anecdotal and my own experience, when you open a whiskey, the first taste is quite often different to the next few tastes. Like
I get that, yeah.
Like red wine.
Any drink.
Yeah.
Any drink. I always say the first sip of beer on a hot day.
Yes.
The best. Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas with whiskey, sometimes it's not the first that's the best. It's a week later, two weeks later.
Yes.
This bottle changes almost every single time I drink it.
Wow. And you've just opened this now. This is the one of the ones you've just popped the lid off.
This one, I've been enjoying mine, so I didn't have an open bottle of it. I thought I'll bring a fresh one.
Got this out of the vault.
So if you taste this in 2 weeks, you'll have a different experience. Like sometimes I get like bacon butty, like proper with ketchup, like proper sweet but smoky. And then the next time I just get smoke.
Mm.
And then the time after that, I get no smoke. I get the honey.
Yeah.
And it's just interesting where it goes. But I'd say, let's see, with this one, try with the ginger ale.
Just a little splash or just...
Well, I'll just try a little splash first.
Try a little splash first. There you go.
Because there's a thing with barbecues.
Mm.
Smoky flavours and sweet. That's a barbecue to me.
Yeah.
So as part of this have it how you want, smoky ones, if you're not too sure about it, like, it's all right, I'm not sure, try putting a sweet fizzy drink. Like there's one called a smoky cokie. And this is, I thought I'd bring something slightly different with the ginger ale, but it's that sweetness to it. Actually, I'm going to have some too.
Yeah. The sweetness does work well with the smokiness, you know. I mean, barbecue is a good analogy. You have me thinking about hot wings and a nice barbecue, a bit of meat. But that sweetness, for me personally, I lose a bit of the peatiness, keep the smokiness, and the sweetness kind of gets in with the smokiness, and I'm really tasting that there. That's quite nice. Let me just try a tiny. Yeah, I've only put a little splash in. Let me try a little.
But go more. Like you can go like almost like nine bits ginger ale to one bit whiskey. You find where your mix is.
I could drink that all night, you know. That's really nice. It's interesting how you the heather or peaty flavour, you lose a bit of that, for me personally, when you put a bit of the ginger ale in, but you still maintain the smokiness. So like you said, that barbecue flavour I'm kind of experiencing there. That was... Because I've said to Dan, and I'll say it to you guys, I'm not the biggest fan of peaty flavours, but I think my experience today would make me want to try more stuff. And I think that's what it's about with Somerton. Yeah. It's about trying. And I think if this is what you can bring to the table with just like three or four bottles, it helps me feel better about trying new things. Because I think as somebody who is, I've tried a lot of things when I was younger, but as I get older now, trying new things, I always feel like I'm at risk of looking like a fool or an idiot or whatever. But I feel like you've kind of welcomed me into the world of whiskey a little bit more. And I feel like this could be the start of something new. I'm going to just knock this back off.
Yeah, for me, that's the key thing about what we are. We're here to be, we're all on our whiskey journey.
Yeah.
Some people decide that their whiskey journey involves not having any whiskey.
Yeah.
But if you're going on a whiskey journey, yeah, we're here to support you. We're not here to, I've got a mate. He just enjoys people in pain. It's just it, like growing up, like, oh, I'm done for tonight. Yeah. Have a quadruple brandy.
Yeah.
No, I'm done. And that's not supportive. You don't learn in that thing. You just get scared of stuff. Yeah. We're here to help. I want to show you stuff, but I also, because I taste it all in advance, I'm trying to do to make sure, one, it meets a grade, but also it's something that's approachable. There's going to be something you don't like. Yeah. The whole reason why I want to make sure that all the bottles cost more if you bought them yourself is so you get at least one free bottle a year, essentially. So if you don't like it, you haven't lost out.
Yeah.
And I guarantee if you've got a whiskey mate, they'll generally like it and they'll go, oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So you're still showing off because, come on, it's always nice to go, mate, have you seen this? What, you never had this? You don't even know what it is? Well, let me tell you a little bit about it. Even if it's not your thing, it will be theirs.
Yeah, yeah.
And the same thing you were talking about, the events. What I'm trying to do is just help people in a soft way go further. So we've got some online events. You can sit in your own house. You don't have to communicate. You decide if you want to be in the chat or if you don't, and you just experience it yourself. Next year, you're going to come along. I'm telling you already, we've got festival in St. Albans.
Sweet.
Where just you come and just taste. Don't taste them all. There's too many to taste, but there'll be at least 10, 15 brands there. Taste a couple from each and just go, I like that. Not so sure about that.
Yeah.
And that's what this is all about. It's just a helping hand. Mm. You find what you like, what you don't like.
Yeah.
And then you go yourself further.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And look, I'm going to tell you which one I like the best today and kind of where I want to go with my whiskey. But once again, if you guys want to get involved in the Christmas special, which we can say is a podcast and is great value for money because retails are almost 80 quid, depending on where you get it. But you can get it for 50 quid via Somerton Club. All you got to do is head to somertonclub.com/hour and make sure you put in the... I've had a few whiskeys now, Dan. Yeah. Make sure you put in the offer code OUR at checkout, and I believe you're going to be offering a wee dram.
Yeah, that's
as
it.
Well.
All your listeners, you want to get a little bit extra, use that code OUR or somertonclub.com/hour, and you'll get an extra little taster of something else.
There you go.
Just to help you on your journey as well. Nice, so you haven't just got an amazing bottle. You've also got a little bit extra for a lot less.
Double bargain. Make sure you do it before the 4th of December, though, because we want to get that bottle to you before Christmas so you can enjoy it. Go on. I was going to say, Dan, I feel like...
What I'd say is you put your glasses.
You
pick which one you want to drink, because this is what this is all about.
Before I do this, right, I just want to say, I think now, just from having this conversation with you, I know personally for me... It's reinforced where I would like to try more of and where my preference is. So not like I'm closing the door on other flavours, but I would say I will look for something now that is probably 12 years or older, 10 years older, because of the refineness of the flavour. But that port or sherry cask for me is what really is drawing me in. I think for my, the next step of my whiskey journey is going to be trying more of those. So for me, it's a tie. It's a tie between Christmas, the Christmas special, and the Whiskey Baron / Somerton Whiskey Club crossover. Those are the two that I feel like, for me, I'm like, I would like to go down those avenues a bit more. That's what I'd like to try.
Let me mess that up a little bit for you. That Christmas special is younger than 10 years.
No way. Really? Yeah. Okay.
And that Canadian one is probably 4 years old.
Oh, wow. So, wow. Well, there you go.
No. It's the beauty of it. So we were always told that age is what matters.
That's what I thought.
It's one of the things.
Okay.
So if you go back in history when Scotch, there was loads of Scotch and it wasn't as special, let's put it that way. Single malt wasn't a thing, it was in blends. You had all of these casks stored for years that had been used multiple times. And once they've been used a few times, they don't have as much of an effect.
Right.
And as most of the warehouses 20, 30 years ago had them, age was the most important determinant.
Okay.
But when you use different wood, you impact how you flavor it differently. So there are different elements you can pull.
Okay.
These guys using fresh wood, that straight away.
The Canadian one. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Uses something different. This 15-year-old single grain at 13 years was not ready. I'd probably have to wait another seven, make it a 20, 25-year-old whiskey in the cask it was in.
Mm.
But then I got fresh ones from Portugal that had just come out of using port, proper juicy.
Full of flavour. Yeah.
And so that supercharged it in 18 months.
Yeah.
And that these are so many of the different variables we can play with.
Nice.
And my job is to make you go, yeah, I think I know what I like. Yeah. And then go, no.
Us. Yeah. I'm still staying with my choices though. It's the Whiskey Baron / Somerton crossover and the Christmas special, which is probably a good one that I like. I'm gonna get my hands on that for Christmas. So I'm definitely signing up for that because I really enjoy the flavours of it. Thank you so much, Dan.
Sure.
We're going to stop recording this now, but I think we're definitely going to have another dram when we go. Out of these, can I ask you, you have to pick one of them?
Oh, man, that is difficult because at different times, these have all been my favourite whiskey.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so the day I tried the 15-year-old single grain, the Whiskey Baron one, that on the South Bank, that just blew my mind that was even possible.
And that's special to you because that's your baby though, isn't it? Like that's, you know, all of these you have a close affinity to, but that's your first creation, right?
That's
a good one as well.
But then the Canadian one, I remember having that on a hot day and I was like, this just worked. That cherry flavour, you reminded me of cherry cola here. Mm-hmm. I put a little bit of ice on it on a warm day, spread it out a little bit further and that was heavenly. The Stowning, first time I had that blew my mind that those flavors were even possible in whiskey. And that for the next 3 months was my favorite whiskey. Like anyone who talked to me was just hearing about this whiskey that they don't know what it is. They're not allowed to know any details about it, but I am so excited about it. And even this Christmas one, when I first tasted it, I was like, oh, that is Christmas. Like, because they were saying, when do you want to do it? Do you want to do it in October? Do you want to do it in February?
Yeah. It's definitely that's Christmas. It. Yeah, that's Christmas.
And like on Christmas Day, I can tell you that that's the one I'm going to be wanting to drink.
Yeah.
But it could well be on a cold day in March, I'm going to want the 15-year-old single grain.
Yeah.
But by the fire, by a campfire, like with mates camping, it would be the smoke. And unfortunately, I don't have one favourite. I have 6 favorites a year because I pick them. I'm biased and I probably have a problem.
Nah, but all joking aside, thanks, Dan. Really appreciate it, man. And I really like what you're doing over at the Somerton Whiskey Club. And of course, thanks to Pops as well.
Yeah.
I hope you're enjoying them as well, Dad, because this is you are the reason we are all trying this out there. So thanks very much, Dan. Really appreciate it, bro. And like I said, get to somertonclub.com/hour or use the offer code hour when you get there. And do that before the 4th of December. Come and join us over at Christmas time when we're going to be imbibing some nice whiskies. Peace. So that was a conversation between Dan from Somerton Club and myself. If you do want to get your hands on some Somerton Whiskey Club vibes before December 2023 or before Christmas, shall we say, head over to somertonclub.com/hour or put the offer code hour at checkout when you go to somerton.com and you'll be able to get not just this year's bottle, which is an absolute treat, and great value for money, considering that it's worth like almost 80 quid on the street and you can get it for 50 quid with Dan. He's also going to put in a little wee dram, a wee something something
for you to taste. And it won't make you have a horrible Scottish accent like I just tried to put on as well. But yeah, like I said, once again, support How to Kill an Owl by supporting those that support us. And a great gift for Christmas before the 4th of December, head to Somerton Whiskey Club, somertonclub.com/hour and hook up your mates or yourself. Peace.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.